Muslim believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala kareem al-mursalin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems and knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise my secret assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad as well as on his family and his companions. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to stay united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first if I advise you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل أن تخفوا ما في صدوري في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلم الله ويعلم يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ Allah kulli shay'in qadir. Salak Allah wa deen. The expression is as follows. I see riff of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. Say, whether you conceal what is in your hearts or disclose it, Allah knows it. Allah knows what is in the heavens and in the earth, and he has power over everything. This is the Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, Ayat 29, and we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, Allah always knows. Allah always knows. Reporting hadith from Umar ibn al-Kitab, who he reported that the messenger of Allah, the prayers and the peace be upon him, as saying that verily deeds are only with intentions. Every person will have only what they intended. Whoever migrated to Allah and his messenger, his immigration is for Allah and his messenger. Whoever immigrated to get something in the world or to marry a woman, his migration is for that which he immigrated. Again, we always begin with our awareness of Allah. It is a blessing to always have another opportunity to come together and bring our focus, bring our attention, bring our lives on Allah. Highly glorified is he. Today with this subject in this khutbah presentation, I was moved in some of my thoughts of what really motivates us. What really motivates us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the reporting that I read, said that verily deeds are only with intentions, and every person will have only what they intended. And I read the whole of the tradition at the beginning, but for this presentation, this is the focus of this hadith. Allah, we know, is the all-hearing, all-knowing. That's Sami'a Alim. But I want to take some time and look at this in the terms of what Allah says to us in the Quran. This ayat, just like many other ayat, have this statement from Allah. Whether you conceal what is in your hearts or disclose it, Allah knows it. First, the working word for the day here in the expression will be hearts or breasts, but not the qalb. In the Quranic Arabic, it is the saw. Dalan Ra, Sadara. This is not an actual piece of flesh that we may think when we hear the word hearts. And for the English understanding, to get a better understanding in for what English can do with that, the heart is regarded as the center of a person's thoughts or emotions, especially when it comes to love, compassion, loyalty. The central or the innermost part of something. It's the vital part or the essence of something when we look at this word. So let us work with that. Imam Muhammad, he said that this also refers to the spiritual conscience and the intellect. It also refers to understanding. Now, why would something that is defined like this be what Allah is addressing as whether you conceal it or reveal it? So conceal, kafiyah, hidden in secret. But it also has the meaning of out loud. These actions, if you have something hidden, this means you do not want others to notice it, do not want them to know it. So here is Allah stating that even if this is what you want, this is your task, I don't want nobody else to know this, Allah will know. And if you want to reveal it, badawa, meaning to appear, to be obvious, meaning that there is nothing hidden about this. It is all out in clear light for everybody to see. Allah still knows it. Why? Because what is behind both actions is what matters. This is why I have connected the intentions to this. You have to be motivated by something. Motivations and intentions are in the same group. And this is all that comes from the sadra, the sadra. Now this word, we know it in Surah 93, Al-Insyirah, Alam Nashak Laka Sadrak. Did we not lay open your breast? Did we not open your breast? Now here is Allah telling Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also telling us that study, that adhere, that follow this Quran, that our breasts have been opened. Allah has the ability, the power to open our breasts. And in another ayat, and some of this will really be looked at more when we in Ta'lim, inshallah. But Allah says that whoever Allah wills to guide, He opens their breasts to Al-Islam. He opens their breasts. So for me, this is showing that Allah, for one, pays attention to this area of us. And I'm not going to say the body, because it's not a physical body that's being referenced. It is the spiritual location. It is a location of who we really are as a creation of Allah. We are created as intellects, and our intentions all come from what is inside of us. And if Allah is stating that He has opened up our breasts, and if He wills to guide someone, He opens up their breasts to Al-Islam, that this is an important, very important location for us. So if we conceal something in this area, and in the grammar in this ayat, the kafiya is in the fourth form, meaning something has caused it. There's a reason. It's going back to intentions. It's going back to intentions. Badawa is also in the fourth form. Again, going back to intentions. Something has caused us to either keep it hidden or reveal it. Why does this matter to us? And remember the quote. Sadara refers to the spiritual conscience and the intellect. Our intentions come from what we think, what we feel. Our intentions come from what is on our minds. And you ever heard someone say, man, they have some bad intentions? Or somebody might say, you know, it was good intentions. They describe it just like that. This is because the area that they come from is the area that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has exclusive rights to. But it's also an open area. We have access to it. And that could be a very tricky situation. We can mess stuff up. That's why we need guidance. This is why Allah had to send messengers and revelations. Because our creation can get something out of order. Now, there could be different reasons for this to happen. One can just be us. It's all on us. It's our fault. We're the reason. Another reason could be something that influences us. Now, I'm going to say this, and we have to look at it in the framework that it comes to us. Allah says, Eladi yuwaswisu fisidurinnas, who whispers into the hearts of mankind. Yuwaswisu, who is the whisperer? The shaitan. Who is the avowed enemy of mankind? The shaitan. The shaitanic nature goes into this area. Why do I say that? Why do I believe that that's where the shaitan goes? Because Allah just gave us that information. Allah did not say that one who whispers to any other part of us. It is in this area, the sagara, that the shaitan wants to attack us. Like a virus. Why? Because this is also the area that the shaitan knows Allah will connect to us. The word sadara also means mind. Allah is telling us that whether you conceal or reveal what is in your mind, what is on your mind, Allah will know it. When I want to guide you, I will guide you through your sadara. The I being Allah speaking. When we have something in our breasts, on our chest, inside of us, and I cannot judge it. I cannot see it. None of us can. But Allah, highly glorified is He. He can. Allah can. Allah says to the unbelievers, indeed, they enfold what is in their hearts, trying to hide it from Him, But even when they cover themselves with their clothes, he knows what they conceal and what they reveal. Surely he knows best what is hidden in the heart. This is what I read yesterday morning in my reading, and this is what confirmed to me that this is the right subject. This is where the guidance is going. Because when you bring up things like this, so people may think, and when you bring up what people think and what their intentions are, sometimes people naturally are a bit swayed. And as I close, and I'm not bringing this up because I'm questioning anybody. No, I'm making sure that me personally, understand how I need to question myself when it comes to actions and intentions and thoughts. You can question yourself because Allah is the one who will know what is in your hearts. Allah will know what is behind what we do. Our intentions come from this area. It is there that what we do, how we do, all goes back to Allah. This is why we have to understand that in this area of us, that good can be there, bad can be there, because this is the central nervous system of our central, of our spiritual being. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah always knows. Wherever God can guide us at is crucial to our overall well-being. Because if nobody else knows, Allah will know. Yalamhu, yalamhu. It comes from alama. Allahu alam. Allah is the best of knowers. And I mentioned that more information and more details, we can go more into these, because we have to go more into these meanings. Allah uses. This is a word that means teaches, knows, learn. This is a word in its roots means knowledge. And when I open up, I state, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. This is who Allah is. Allah knows what's in the heavens and in the earth and has power over everything. The whole of all knowledge belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Allah. It is with Allah. Nobody else knows. Allah knows the heavens, samawati. The heavens, meaning the spiritual life. There are seven above and there are seven inside. And Allah knows about all of it. This is knowledge. The only knowledge that can have anything in it known is only for Allah. The earth, wal ardi, the material life. For some, they want more of one than the other. For some, they want none of one, but all of the other. This goes back to intentions. Only Allah knows what the intentions of someone are. And Allah has given us the tools to realize that we need to be aware of those intentions. Why? Because our intentions can be misguided. Allah is El-Hadi, the best of guides. Then if that's the case, then there's something that can misguide us. The shaitan mindset, the shaitan nature. Muhammad the Prophet, the presence of peace be upon him, said that verily, in reporting, verily, Satan will come to one of you and say, who created the heavens? And then he says, Allah. Satan says, who created the earth? And then he says, Allah. Satan says, well, who created Allah? And if one of you feels that, let him say, I have faith in Allah and his messenger. Can you see how that this is an attempt to cause confusion? Shaitan will even have us trying to have bad intentions towards Allah. This is what we have to become conscious of. If the suggestions can't become so hard on us that we will even question what Allah is doing, then how we treat each other will not be so hard to accomplish. Shaitan knows that if he can sow dissension between brothers, then they cannot receive the guidance that Allah intends for them. They cannot connect to Allah with that clear mind. Shaitan knows that if he can sow dissension between sisters, then they cannot receive the guidance that Allah has for them. They cannot connect to Allah with that clear mind. This is why the intent is so important. And I have a quick parable. It was a fox and a leopard. And they were arguing about who was more beautiful. The leopard went one by one over all the spots decorated on his skin. But the fox stopped him and said, "How much more beautiful am I than you? For I am decorated not in body, but in mind." The moral is people are not to be judged by their coats. And there's a tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, Allah does not judge you by your outer appearances, but your inner appearances. Now, it uses cult, but the premise, the idea is still the same. Because we know physically nobody's going to take our hat on and look at it and say, okay, it's the premise is still the same. We have to be careful. We do not let the shaitan influence our intentions, and we end up thinking how we are on the outside, but not really understand how we are on the inside. Because if shaitan can get you to even doubt God, doubt what God has done, what God will do, what God can do, It can even make us have the wrong intentions about others very, very easily. And for our own selves as well. This is what the shaitan works for. For us to have us just like that leopard. Looking at our spots like no one else has spots. Thinking our beauty is on the outside, but not on the inside where Allah can see the real us. But it takes the fox to say, I'd rather look good on the inside, because that is where Allah is looking at us. They see, they say you can learn a lot about a person from what's inside of them, by their thoughts. You can learn with the mind. You learn with the mind. And you can learn from what the mind shows you. How important is it to realize that our minds are where Allah speaks to us at? You can feel it inside of you. Now, sometimes people may say, okay, that's inspiration, but that's revelation. When it hits you, you feel it. But we know our example of inspiration and revelation is Muhammad the Prophet. But Allah says that I reveal to anybody. This is how Allah connects with us in our home, in our home. This is where Allah guides us, where we connect with this creation. The expansion of our breasts is the expansion of our intelligence. It is the growth of our own souls. It is the enlightenment of our minds. So anytime we find ourselves having those thoughts, those urges, anything that should show us that the shaitan is whispering to us. Now, you know, when you whisper for privacy. The whole point of a whisper is that you don't want it. You don't want everybody to hear this. You don't even use your vocal cords when you whisper. Does the shaitan think that Allah will not hear what is being said? Or does shaitan think that we will not realize that is shaitan that is trying to influence by the thoughts being suggested? Shaitan thinks that because of all the other noise that we have in our sadra, all the other stuff that's going on around us, that we would not be able to tune out the noise and realize that it's the shaitan we hear. Subliminal messages, where do you think they got that from? Subliminal is below our consciousness. It is to affect the mind without it being aware of it. So it's a question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Subliminal messages did not come before the shaitan. The shaitan came before the subliminal messages. And it was when the shaitan saw the shell of Adam, alayhi salam, saw it hollow, that the shaitan started to walk around him in circles and closely look at him and find out, what is this creation? And when he saw that Adam was hollow inside, he, in his thoughts, felt that it was a weak creature that does not have the ability to ward off the whispering. And this is where he realized he had to whisper, because what happens if you're in a place that's hollow? We go back to the cave with this one. You go back into a cave and it's hollow. You say, hello, 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 hello. It echoes. So you don't have to holler inside of a hollow thing. You can whisper. He also felt that the creature would commit a sin motivated by the insides because there was nothing there. And it was when it is said that there's a battle for the soul, this is what the battle looks like. But it's not between shaitan and Allah. No, the battle is between us and the shaitan. Let us remember that, recognize that this is a battle is also to recognize that this is a battle. To understand this is a battle is mercy and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the shaitan could do more, it would. It's a tradition of Muhammad, the prayers be upon him, that states, and this is paraphrased, but this is the crux of it, that we should thank God that the only thing that the shaitan can do is make suggestions of evil to us. Because Allah has reduced his cunning to no more than just evil thoughts. And the Prophet also stated that not to eat your hearts out, meaning be grateful to Allah that we've been protected from our innermost self against adopting or accepting those suggestions. And those notions did not come and go beyond past just thinking about it. See, the suggestions will come as we get closer to Allah. The closer we get to Allah, we realize that we have received guidance from Allah. Then the shaitan will attack more. Now, the further away we get, those suggestions now become actions. Those whispers get louder because we have left our inner self, our mind, exposed. Our minds being exposed, meaning that this is between us and what we hear in our own sadara, our own thoughts, our own actions. And I presented this before in a couple before. I brought up the song Man in the Mirror. And there's a line inside of the Man in the Mirror. It's a couple lines that says, you got to get it right while you got the time, because when you close your heart, then you close your mind. If we close our hearts, then we close our minds. Allah has stated that it is the opening of the hearts that will get us to grow into the Muslims we are to be, into the believers we are to be. If we close our hearts, then we automatically close our minds. The key is to not close our hearts and let Allah into our minds. Even if we close it. On our own, Allah still knows what is ours. And if we keep it open, then it can be expanded to receive this beautiful way of life that Al-Islam is. We have to get it right while we have the time. Well, also, if when you close your heart, the shaitan is attacking us in the heart, then we close our mind. And this is what the shaitan wants. He wants us to be closed-minded people. My way or the highway. I know better than anybody else. Nobody else can be right. This is what the shaitan wants. I know everything. The knower of all knowledge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best of teachers. And it is that knowledge from Allah that will open for us our hearts. Open doors to the knowledge in the creation that will open galaxies for us to explore, to learn from. This is what we should believe. This is what we should hope for. This is what we should work for. This is what we should pray for. Study. When the thought comes from shaitan, we are commanded to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." And from it becoming more than a thought. Not letting it become an action. And as I close, Abdullah ibn Musad, radiallahu anhu, he reported that we asked the messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, about a man who finds thoughts within himself such that it would be more beloved for him to fall from the sky and be plucked by birds than to speak it openly. And the prophet said, that is pure faith. That is pure faith. When we have some of those, some type of thought that should make us feel some kind of way, that it is then we have the pure faith. The pure faith comes from the pure heart. The pure faith comes from a pure heart, the fully expanded chest, the open chest, the fully functional chest. That means we have to have a pure mind and a pure conscience, right? Taqwa. You think taqwa is. All of this is inside the sadra. The prophet came to purify us. Peace and blessings be upon the prophet. The prophet came to purify us and teach us the wisdom, the hikmah. To purify us and teach us the hikmah. Why? Because Allah always knows. Allah always knows. Now, inshallah, I have given benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minik es sami olin. Our saying, let's accept this thou from us for thou the all hearing and all knowing. I mean.